All right, Del, let's get to it. Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time on a Friday. And I wish we would. You know, I wish we would get to a point where we don't have enough people to kind of allow us to do this segment. But I feel pretty secure that's not going to happen anytime soon or in my lifetime. Makes you shake your head, makes you wonder. It's called the Tool Shed. And before we roll out the list of nominees, we call on our proprietor to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Well, a bunch of you said you assumed it was going to be Tyreek Hill in the Tool Shed. With a twist, I'm going to go Kansas City Chiefs. Sure, they, lots of high-level teams and programs play the second chance card because, well, coaches, GMs, front office people want to win and they want to protect their lucrative jobs. Owners want to win so their franchise value will rise, the stadiums will be full, and they could reap the benefits of success in their various multi-billion dollar sports industry. But at what point do you just say it's enough, that it doesn't have to be a jailable offense to make them just say no? And, you know, Tyreek Hill, according to Stillwater police records, 5 years ago threw his pregnant girlfriend around. The quote was like a rag doll, punched her in the face, punched her in the stomach and choked her. He got kicked off the Oklahoma State team. And now a day after charges were dropped, a tape has surfaced and it's pretty likely he abused that now living child. Who's going to have the balls to step up and say domestic violence equals we are not interested anymore? Return guest, Raider receiver Antonio Brown. This is the guy who called ESPN analyst and former Steeler Ryan Clark an Uncle Tom for suggesting it might be wise for Pittsburgh to consider trading the emotionally childish superstar. Then, of course, Brown pushed and pushed and pushed and got a trade, exactly what Clark had offered in a logical manner. Then Brown, of course, had the idiotic tweet where he tried to embarrass fellow receiver Juju Smith-Schuster because in college, Juju tweeted Brown for advice on what he could do work-wise to become a next-level player. And Brown made a jackass out of himself, and now he's basically challenged Clark to a fight. Seriously, maybe it's going to be at recess. He told an NFL analyst, "Keep your name out my mouth," and then some nonsense about clout talking about him. "The next time we meet on site, ain't gonna spare you." Clark said, by the way, "I look forward to it. I ain't hard to find. Shoot, you have a jet." So that's charming. And lastly, NCAA president Mark Emmert and his clown patrol. So I guess the NCAA at this point lives by the credo, see no evil, hear no evil, say no evil, but add in, even when it comes up and bites you on the buttocks, just ignore it long enough and hopefully it'll go away. There's this trial taking place in downtown New York that is just exposing the most vile side of college basketball. We're not talking allegations, but texts, emails, confessions, videos, major programs paying big bucks in bed with apparel companies, agents, runners, AAU guys. You know, it looks like if there's a leech out there to make a few bucks off a high-level prospect or player, it's being exposed in these proceedings. There are charges of bribery, sneakers sent to players with 11 grand stuffed inside, and not one member of the NCAA or anyone affiliated with the powers that be are even on site observing. Again, how this dude still has a job is absolutely fascinating. This is an easy one. The Kansas City Chiefs, who join the long list of enablers, be it sexual predators, cheaters, abusers of women and children. The Kansas City Chiefs, your final week in April, inductee into the Tool Shed. And with that, we call upon you know who to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.